Hey. Okay, you guys good?
Left tackle. I mean, we've talked a lot about philosophically what you look for in a quarterback. If you were, you know, in an ideal scenario, what makes a Walter Jones, a Jonathan Ogden?
Well, I think there, you know, there's a lot of different skill set that goes into being a good left tackle. I think intelligence, toughness, length, athleticism, being able to play both sides, you know, being able to bump over to right if you have to. That's one thing that goes a long way. You know, I've been around all different kinds. I was around, obviously, Dwayne Brown here, excellent left tackle, Matt Light in New England, Nate Solder in New England, Kendall Lamb here, Chris Clark here. Everybody comes in with a little bit different skill set, but at the end of the day, it really comes down to toughness and intelligence.
Bill, when you look at your front seven, especially with Watt back, do you get a sense of how good that unit could be?
I think they're good. I mean, look, let's just say it like it is. I mean, you've got J.J., Whitney, J.D. Clowney, D.J. Reader, McKinney, Cushing. It's a good front seven.
Could you hit on DJ and what you like about him?
Yeah, he's a great guy, excellent teammate, just a really good, fun guy to coach. Good sense of humor, tough, comes to work every single day. He's built low to the ground. He's got fantastic leverage, strong hands, very, very strong football player. I have very high expectations for DJ.
You mentioned yesterday with young players, you never know when they might take a jump. Might be you notice it week one to week 10. What kind of things did you notice with DJ over the course of last year to where he is now?
Yeah, I mean, we played him in the beginning a bit, and, you know, right from the start, look, it wasn't perfect right from the start, but you could tell, like, this guy was going to be a good pro football player. He didn't get moved off the line of scrimmage. He gave us something in the pass rush game, which I would say maybe that was something that we didn't totally expect coming out of college. He's a very good inside pass rusher. But the biggest thing on double teams, going against really good guards, centers, he didn't get moved. In fact, a lot of times he moved them back. So he had a good instinct for playing the position. So it just got better and better every week.
When you put Tom in the game last year against Jacksonville,
yeah,
what did you see from him right away that kind of gave you some more confidence? You know, you coached him for a while, but just things you saw from that.
Yeah, good poise. Got in there. You know, it's not an easy situation when he came into that game. You know, I don't think, you know, obviously we weren't playing great at that time, and so he came in, and I thought he showed good poise. Really, again, good command of what we're doing, you know, relative to the play call, just the operation of the play. I mean, I think people focus a lot on, obviously, when the ball snapped and what happens when the ball snapped. That's obvious. You know, how is the play run? But a lot of it, from a coaching standpoint and from a playing standpoint, is what leads up to the ball being snapped, the efficiency of the operation, you know, the snap count, the communication of the blocking scheme, the communication of the formation, the motions, all the different things that go into a play. And I felt like, you know, in that game he showed that he had good command of all the things that we do.
Could you talk about the challenge of that? Because obviously there's an advantage in you're coming in cold. Jacksonville doesn't know that you're going to be playing. They haven't been game planning for you. On the flip side, you haven't been taking starter reps. You weren't in the starter in the offseason. Like, can you talk about the challenges that Tom had to overcome in that game to do what he did?
Well, he's been a starter. I mean, I don't know where that story came from. I mean, we named him the starter, I think, on draft. Oh, last year. I'm sorry, Matt. I apologize. Yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, look, I think, again, going back with Tom, you know, a lot of what happened to him early in his career, you know, was injury related. So you may not have seen him, but he was behind the scenes doing a lot of different things. Pat O'Hara spent a lot of time with him. George Gotsi did an excellent job with him. I mean, he has very good knowledge of our offense. And then when he finally got his chance to play, you know, he plays pretty decently. I'm not saying he lit it up, but, you know, he played good enough for us to win in big games. And so I think now with the whole offseason, with really all the starter reps that he's gotten since he's been the starter, which is a lot of reps. You're talking coaching sessions, OTAs, training camp, you know, all the preseason games, you know, three of them, obviously. But, you know, I think he's like I said, he's ready to go, and he's got good command of what we're doing.
Given the
changing depth over the last couple of weeks when it comes to the wide receivers. How important is it to have guys like C.J. Fedorowicz and Ryan Griffin as part of this offense?
Yeah, it's important. I mean, you have two guys there that are big targets, you know, 6'6" guys. They can run, they can block, and they're big targets in the passing game. And, you know, they proved that last year. Both guys catch the ball very well. Steven Anderson's had a good preseason. So, you know, look, at the end of the day, we all have to go out there and execute our jobs, but those guys have had good camps.
Think about the job your secondary did this preseason.
Good, yeah. We have a lot of good players back there. You know, our safeties, Hal and Moore, I thought they had good preseasons. J.J., everybody knows what he can do. Kevin Johnson, you know, coming back from last year, he's really done a good job. And then Kareem, you know, Kareem does a lot of different things for us. Plays nickel, plays corner, plays safety. He's a versatile player, so you know, I feel pretty good about our secondary.
Just kind of long look at Cam Robinson during the draft process.
Say that again, Aaron.
You guys get a long look at Cam Robinson, the left tackle for the Jags during the draft process. What did you think of him, and what have you seen from just preseason wise?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time with Cam down at Alabama. We spent a whole day with him down there. Smart guy, leader down there. I mean, Coach Saban, I'm sure he would tell you that this guy was definitely one of the captains of that team, which says a lot. You know, that's a good football team that they had down there when Cam was there. Length, athletic, good player, very, very good player.
What do you look at, though, like guys like Kareem you mentioned, and guys up front like Clowney, Whitty, Jay, you can move around. Compared to, I don't know, 10 years ago, guys that can play different spots, you can keep the same guys on the field, how different is it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that 10 years – I mean, it's amazing to me, even in 10 years, how much defenses have changed. I mean, they're so multiple. They're just as multiple as offenses are. You know, when you – not to flip the script on you, but when you look at Jacksonville's defense and all the things that they can do on third down, I mean, they do a lot on third down. They do a lot in the red area. They do a lot on first and second down, and it's because of the different types of players that we all have now. You know, if you go back to our team, you know, we have guys that aren't just three techniques, aren't just defensive ends, aren't just outside backers. They can do a lot of different things, and they're very smart. So you can move them around, and they can pick it up in a heartbeat as to what their assignment is. So it's athleticism, it's intelligence, it's toughness, all that goes into it.
Changes with defenses over the last couple of years. As far as offenses are concerned, you take a look at the AFC South, you have the Titans running the football the way they do the Jaguars. You're going up against Leonard Fournette, TJ Yeldon, Chris Ivory. And when you guys have played really well on the ground, the offense has definitely looked its best. Do you think that the NFL is sort of changing back towards maybe more of a running as a more of a priority than it seems to happen over the last couple of years with all these spread offenses?
I would say that the guys, for the most part, the two positions that make the most money would be the quarterbacks and probably pass rushers. And so I think as long as that's the case, that I think it'll always come down in some way, shape, or form to the last 2 minutes of a game and how well you can throw the football. But in the meantime, what is your team set up to do? And that's what we're all trying to figure out during training camp. And then in the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season, you know, you're trying to, you know, what is the identity of your team, you know, and you strive for balance. You strive for balance, but at the end of the day, you have to do what's best and what you're most productive at doing, and that's what, you know, we have a pretty good idea of what that's going to be, and let's see how it plays out on Sunday.